Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin this morning with the Irish Independent, which has news if you're trying to get a mortgage, which also may leave other people scratching their head. So now you can borrow five times your income. First-time buyers will be able to borrow five times their income in a new move by mortgage lender Nua Money. And they're now denying that they will be returning to Celtic Tiger era lending standards. But I say why this leaves people confused. You may be aware the central bank lending rules. You have to have a 10% deposit and essentially the borrowing is limited at four times your income. And now you can borrow five times your income. Apparently there's this sort of exemption or loophole where some lenders can apply to have people take out a mortgage five times their income. There's some rule about a 15% of their mortgage book, and it looks like it's that exemption that Nua Money will be using. So I know a lot of people will be welcoming this because house prices have got so expensive that you probably need five times your income. But then others will be worried that we could have irresponsible lending in some way, or that people could take on too much of a loan. But certainly will be an interesting one. We'll be following that up on News Talk today, no doubt. The Irish Times on the front page has the story that Daniel Kinahan, who by the way hasn't been extradited yet, but the way the papers talk, it's like he has been. But we're told on the front of the Irish Times that Daniel Kinahan is expected to be held in Portlaoise Prison. This is the state's maximum security facility, following any extradition to Ireland. So there's a plan in place if and when he's extradited to Ireland. The plan will see his incarceration in Unit A5 of Portlaoise Prison. And this is because it's high security there. A block is the highest security wing of Portlaoise Prison, often used for people who are due to appear before the Special Criminal Court. They get them in the A wing, and they reckon that Daniel Kinahan will go to A5 if he's extradited to Ireland. Also on the front of the Irish Times, just really shows the state of the price of everything in Ireland, and particularly the price of food. Kerrygold butter is on sale at 65% dearer than it is in Berlin. Right, I'll give you that headline again. So basically, Kerrygold butter is 65% more expensive in Kerry than in Berlin. And the large differential is likely to leave Irish consumers scratching their heads and saying they can't believe it's not butter price gouging. So writes Conor Pope on the front of the Irish Times. So Lidl in Germany is selling 250 grams of Kerrygold butter for €1.99. And then if you go into a supermarket in Kerry or indeed anywhere in Ireland, slightly less butter, 227 grams, not 250 grams, is €2.99. So a euro expensive for less butter, we're being charged more here in Ireland. And it's an incredible difference there. I see the bigger butter, Kerrygold in Ireland, sells for €4.99 across all leading supermarkets, which is 38% more expensive than the cost in Germany. So whatever way you look, it's cheaper to buy your Irish butter in Germany than it is in Ireland. Kind of bizarre. The Irish Examiner on the front page. Obviously, it's a bank holiday weekend this weekend, so there's a big focus on road safety. But the Examiner says that detections for speeding, using a mobile phone while driving and not wearing a seatbelt have all surged in the last year, Gardaí have said, as they urge people to take care on the roads. So for some reason, our driver behaviour has got a lot worse. And obviously, we're seeing the consequences of this because road deaths are increasing the whole time as well. Driving up and down to Cork the other day, all I could see was cars weaving in and out of lanes where clearly they're on their phones and not paying attention. And it's just incredible that people don't wear seatbelts anymore because it should be second nature, but obviously isn't. Irish Daily Star, man pulled gun outside Garda station. This is the allegation in court yesterday of a 20-year-old who was allegedly seen brandishing a gun before fleeing the area. This is in Ballymun. Irish Daily Mail on the front page has news about the National Children's Hospital. Building firm BAM was given a cash flow loan of €29 million by the state, and that loan was revoked after staff numbers at the Children's Hospital weren't increased. Inside the papers, I'm sure you're all wondering about the weather. We had heard yesterday of a weather alert for Cork and Kerry, but the Cork and Waterford, but the Star tells us that the weather alert was withdrawn by Met Éireann. Cork and Waterford were given status yellow yesterday, but conditions weren't as bad as first thought. So they cancelled the weather warning. And that's, I suppose, good to see that they're getting up to date with their warnings and are able to cancel them as well as issue them. Now, for the weekend, temperatures are expected to drop and we could have thunderstorms over the weekend. Today is a mix of cloud and some bright intervals. Saturday overcast with extensive showers and essentially those showers could turn into thunderstorms. So not the best of bank holiday weekends. Now, in Cork, there's lots of news. The first one from the Irish Examiner, more than 14,000 free poop disposal bags have been distributed in the first week of Cork City Council's dog fouling campaign. And this is quite a controversial campaign because the title of it, and I am going to swear here, is called Get Your Shit Together. And the campaign features an image of a defecating cartoon dog in place of the letter I. So there's a big campaign in Cork to stop dog fouling and as part of that, they've given out 14,000 bags. The other Cork news from the Examiner, if you're a fan of Brad Pitt, you'll be interested in this one because several roads are going to be closed near Cork Airport today because a film starring Brad Pitt is shooting scenes in the area. Now, we don't know if Brad Pitt will be involved in the scenes being filmed today, but the Examiner says that Cork people will be out in force keeping an eye on the lookout for the megastar. There was rumours a while ago that he was seen in West Cork, but apparently that was only gossip. Several businesses were using AI to pretend that Brad Pitt had been in visiting them when actually he hadn't. But anyway, around Cork Airport today, road scenes are going to be filmed on the L455. So you might get a glimpse of Brad Pitt today. Good news for the Little Museum of Dublin, a place I've never been to, but it seems great. And in the Mail, we're told that the Little Museum of Dublin has been named the 7th best tourist attraction in all of Europe. And it beats the Louvre and the Van Gogh Museum. The Little Museum of Dublin was ranked by TripAdvisor's Traveller's Choice Awards at number 12 in the world and 7th in Europe, based on reviews from the public. It's just two spots behind the Eiffel Tower. Talking about punching above your weight, it's up against the heavyweights here of tourism attractions. So congratulations to them. The Little Museum is opposite St Stephen's Green. I've walked by it loads. I've never been in. I must change that and go in because clearly people love it. Final story, we've a survey for you on the top modern day tech frustrations. This is in the Irish Daily Star, and they include being connected to the internet with no actual access and smashing your phone on the floor. This is a survey of 2,000 people and the things that just annoy us with the online world these days. My number one is being constantly asked to accept cookies. Just assume that I accept them unless I say otherwise, because every single website you go onto, even websites I've been on before, still have to accept cookies. The other one that really annoys me, because it's just so frustrating, is a robot asking me to prove I'm not a robot. And I see that does annoy people as well. Also annoying people, sending messages to the wrong person, making a bad typo in an important email, having just one bar of signal, also waking up to see your phone hasn't charged properly overnight. I have to say I'm guilty of that. I wake up many mornings with my phone in my hand, just passed out and didn't get to charge the phone overnight. Other people admit they dread seeing their messages left unread. On average, users encounter tech-related frustration at least twice a day. And for Gen Z and millennials, that happens three times a day. That's new research from Samsung, who say that the research points to a growing shift in what people value most in their devices. Read more about that in the Star. Now, those are the stories in today's papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.